Remember that you're interviewing the company as well. This is a job that you're seeking for whatever your reasons are, but make sure that you're prepared with questions that are important to you to learn more about the environment, about the culture, about the people on the program. And I always say interviewing is a lot like dating, don't settle. So make sure that you're coming prepared with what's important to you. And if you can have that open dialogue and ask those questions, it makes a big difference.
Welcome to Security Cleared Jobs, Who's Hiring and How, the podcast for cleared professionals looking for new opportunities and career advice. We go behind the scenes with recruiters and hiring managers from leading cleared employers to uncover the information you need to make a smart career move. Get ready for insights from this week's guest and your hosts, Kathleen Smith and Rachel Bozeman.
Greetings, everyone. It's Kathleen, and we're ready to inform our CLEAR listener audience about another great government contractor. And today, it is just me, as my wonderful co-host, Rachel, was picked for another assignment, which I'm sure she'll tell us about in another episode. So joining us today is Kristen Dijon, the Director of Talent Acquisition for SOCI. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, how are you?
Great, and I'm so glad you could join us. So can you share with our listeners your path to SOCI, and how did you get to where you are today?
Yes, absolutely. So I have been in government contracting for about 25 years now, admittedly, and I started with SOCI as a senior recruiter back in 2008, and over the course of my tenure here, I've had the privilege to kind of grow and develop and have been promoted twice since then, and I am now the Director of Talent Acquisition. I've got an extremely wonderful and high-performing team of about 19 recruiters. I, you know, am just so privileged to work with such an amazing bunch of recruiters that know the industry and how to find the talent and work hard to drive success here at SOCI.
So yes, I mean, SOCI's been a longtime customer of clearjobs.net, and it's just been great to work with your team over the years. But our listeners really don't know much about SOCI. So can you tell us about SOCI? I understand that you have four business units with a variety of cleared hiring needs.
Yes, we do. SOCI, we are a mid-sized government contractor. We have about 1,300 full-time employees that are on staff with us. And yes, as you mentioned, we're structured in four main business units. We have technology and engineering, and they're really DOD focused, a lot of, more your technical type of talent that we're looking for, network operations and cloud migration, some payroll, IT support. We've got a footprint with that business unit. Some of our larger scale programs are in Sierra Vista, Arizona, Charleston, South Carolina, a program out in Germany, and then also Asia and Hawaii, which is a nice little tropical locale. We have our Intel Solutions Group. They are in all areas of intelligence, and we support a lot of the national security programs. We're mainly looking for SIGINT, HUMINT, and AUSINT type roles, all source, and then document and media exploitation, and then also a lot of language and linguist type of work in that area. That most of our work for that business unit is in the DC metro area. We also have one of our larger programs out in Germany, Belgium, Italy, and Western Europe. We find a lot of folks that like to relocate to that part of the world. And, you know, we've got a lot of opportunities out there with our Intel business group. Then we have our civil solutions, and we have a really large footprint with United States Border Patrol. And so we are looking for bilingual with Spanish type of processing coordinators and operation coordinators. And then there is also a very large program within the Department of Justice where we provide all of the court interpreters for the immigration courts across the country. So for that particular program, we generally hire independent consultants and do part-time on call, but that is a variety of languages that are in all corners of the globe, from your common to uncommon and exotic type of languages. And then most of our work for that is spread across the U.S. And for the Border Patrol, it really is around our southern borders, San Diego, Yuma, Arizona, El Paso, Texas are some of the locations that we're hiring for there. Then we have our Mission Solutions, which that is mainly base operation support, maintenance support, logistics and supply chain. We have airfield and air base and facility support. Those contracts are, you know, in more of the types of areas in the Middle East. We've got some locations in Kuwait and Qatar. We do have a program in Honduras there, and then Tampa, Florida. Then we also have our boutique, as I call it, Exovera, which is a wholly owned subsidiary with SOCI. And that's a lot of the AI type platforms with foreign language research and news desk analytics. And that's based here in the DC area. And we've got an office in Vienna that the folks that support Exovera, they all work there.
Take a breath. Wow.
I know, right?
I mean, amazing. No wonder you have such a large recruiting staff. That's phenomenal. But you know, one thing that's interesting is you probably have one of the largest OCONUS needs that I've heard of from any of our podcasts, and we've been doing this for over a year. So Tell us a little bit more. I mean, it sounds like you have just a wide variety of countries. You mentioned Honduras and stuff, but anything in particular you want to go more in depth with about your overseas positions?
Whether it's technical or, you know, base operations type of support, SOCI does offer, and as you mentioned, more than the average bear in government contracting across the globe. And it's a mix. I mean, we do identify a lot of candidates that are looking to move abroad or looking for a change or for something different. And so, you know, when we advertise and talk to talent that matches the requirements, you know, we gauge their interest level. And, you know, we do offer, you know, there's relocation packages and there's assistance that, you know, we can provide for some of these contracts and, you know, get folks to move over to these different locations. And we help them through that process. Certain locations, there's a lot that goes into it, you know, as far as medical and, you know, visas and all of that. And we've got a, you know, a great operational model that helps anybody that's moving to a new location get through that process. And then there's the contract that we do have out in Germany. It's highly successful. We've got, I believe, about 150, don't quote me, FTEs out there. And between word of mouth and the work that we're doing in Germany and Italy and Belgium, you know, SOCI is kind of a household name over there. And, you know, we're privileged and fortunate to get a lot of referrals and applicant flow and, you know, people that want to join the company for the good work that we're doing.
That sounds great. And, you know, it's so funny because when we talk to so many people and they're like, I enjoy supporting the mission, but I don't want to work in the Washington, D.C. area, or I don't want to work in specific. So I really appreciate this conversation because we're just expanding the depth of knowledge that people have that you can support the mission and you can be in other locations to do that. So what would you say is your biggest need and then biggest opportunity?
Because SOCI has a broad scope and we touch a lot of different areas in the government contract arena, you know, we're always looking for interpreters, linguists, translators. We're looking for, on the technical side, cyber and network security, software and application development, cloud migration. again, on the intel side, all source analysts, forensic scientists, people with biometrics backgrounds, and then, you know, for missions, facility and maintenance. Right now, we're looking for folks that have warehouse and truck driving experience and, you know, journeymen. And so it's such an eclectic, but yet diverse type of backgrounds that we're always looking for.
It's interesting because I know many times I'll have conversations with people and they're saying, well, you know, of course, you know, all those cleared people, they just have to be technical or intelligence analysts. And I always explain, it's like running a small city. You know, you have to have someone, you know, cut the grass. You have to have someone fill the warehouse. You have to have someone drive the trucks. You know, it's every single level to make the overall mission be supported. So I'm glad you suggested that.
Yes, we do that.
So when you were talking in our pre-call, something you mentioned was, if you have a polygraph, I guarantee that we're looking for you. So are there some openings that when you fill them, the team goes, high five, what a really great victory this is?
Yes, we do. We have one program that we support, and we are looking for linguists in certain languages, usually Chinese, you know, Russian, Ukrainian, and it does require the full scope clearance. The security process to get onto that program can take up to a year and a half or 2 years. And so when you identify someone, it's a long time between when you've identified that particular candidate to when they actually get on contract. And throughout that time, you're maintaining the relationship, you're keeping things, you know, keeping that dynamic warm, keeping them interested. A lot can happen in 2 years for any given person. And so when we finally are able to place them on this contract, that's a high five moment for sure.
I can imagine that. Yes. I mean, and good on you for being able to maintain that relationship, because a lot of recruiting teams don't, I wouldn't say recruiting teams don't understand that, but I think that job seekers don't really understand that it is a relationship that you have with a recruiter, and you really need to spend the time in, you know, sort of developing it. And that's always one of my recommendations when I'm doing a job search panel, is pick recruiters that you really like talking to and that you want to build a relationship with. So speaking of relationships, I understand that Sosie is a family-owned business that was started in 1989. Congratulations. I mean, that's fabulous. And it's unusual for a government contractor to be family-owned. So tell us a little bit more about the history and how is it working for a family-owned business?
So, I mean, it's absolutely wonderful. And yes, I mean, our founder, Sosie, she has such a American dream story, where she herself immigrated here to the United States and started with a contract doing translation for, you know, one of the government agencies out of her apartment in New York City. And she grew that from a couple of folks that helped out with that contract to the successful business that it is today. The great part about it is that there are still some folks that are with Sosie that started, you know, with her. So we're talking about, you know, decades here with the company, and working for Sosie is probably one of the best parts about our culture. And, you know, if you ever come to our website, Sosie.com, you know, our motto is challenge accepted. And we really do live and breathe that here. We consider ourselves to be agile and nimble. Sosie, we take risks here and explore opportunities that, you know, some of the other competitors don't want to engage with. So in the family-owned culture here, it really motivates our team members to invest in themselves and their company's future, because you have that opportunity where you get to speak to our leaders. You know, they're accessible and available, and that you see the FaceTime. And so from that standpoint, it's just a wonderful environment and culture. And We have a lot of, as much as we can for some of our customers, but there's also the flexibility for hybrid or remote schedules where, you know, if customers allow, but definitely corporate-wise. And, you know, the other thing that SOCI does a tremendous job at is celebrates the individuals and the teams that contribute to this success. And so having that touch point and that exposure, you know that you're somewhere where, you know, you're doing more than just a job, you're contributing to a successful company.
So let's move from one really great point to another great point. I understand the third of the employees are veterans, including a large part of your recruiting team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we at clearjobs.net, we're a veteran-owned firm. And so we always celebrate veterans, you know, being part of a team. So tell us about the environment of working with veterans and why more veterans will want to come work with you.
Yes, we do. We put a lot of time and effort into our active and retired military population. As you mentioned, you know, we are hovering around a third of our employees. And as you mentioned, six out of the 20 that we have here on the talent acquisition team are all veterans. So, you know, they get it. And there's an opportunity. I mean, the experience with the company starts with recruiting and the recruiters. So having that vast experience right here on the recruiting team to get out there and talk to people that are transitioning, there's just a comfort level. And again, the relationships that they can build. And then we are actively involved with different hiring events. SOCI sponsors veteran types of events. We are also actively engaged with TAP offices. We're actively engaged with military spouses. And, you know, we spend a lot of time and energy working and networking with the military community.
That's amazing. And I'd like to say that when you're cultivating the military community, it's really, you're in it for the long haul, because it takes a lot to understand the transitioning military mentality. You have to understand the different branches, the different MOSs, and it really, you have to be entrenched in that kind of methodology. And a lot of recruiters who aren't military or who are not veterans don't quite get it.
No, and it's they do. You know, we've got so many on the team that truly do understand, and it makes a big difference in how we're able to hire our veterans.
So switching over to some recommendations for our listeners, and in our pre-call, you were talking about how job seekers tend to get very stressed about interviewing, and that it can be one of the most stressful things that people go through in their clear job search. So do you have any particular tips for our listeners as far as preparing for an interview? How can they make it less stressful, but maybe more successful?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that our talent acquisition team that we do is prepare our candidates for the interviews that they're going into. The way that we're aligned, they know the programs that they're supporting, and so they really understand the hiring managers and the businesses. And what, you know, we are always telling folks that are searching for jobs is really study the requirements and make sure that you align with them. Because, you know, I can say for, as a government contractor, the requirements are the requirements. We don't have flexibility, and we post those in our job description. And a lot of folks, you know, if you're just pointing and clicking and applying because it might have the right title, if you're not meeting those requirements, you definitely are going to get passed over. But, you know, when you are in the interview, also remember that you're interviewing the company as well. You know, this is a job that you're seeking for whatever your reasons are, but make sure that you're prepared with questions that are important to you to learn more about the environment, about the culture, about the people on the program. And, you know, I always say interviewing is a lot like dating. Don't settle. So make sure that you're coming prepared with what's important to you. And if you can have that open dialogue and ask those questions, it makes a big difference.
So something you touched on that I want to expand a little bit more, you know, a lot of people just read a job title and then in within a few clicks, they're able to apply for it. And, you know, some of us call it like throwing spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks. Why is that not a good strategy? Do you want to sort of give the behind the scenes explanation for our listeners?
Yes. You have about 7 seconds to get a recruiter's attention. And so in a resume, we're doing this day in and day out. We know exactly what we're looking for. And you have about 7 seconds to sell yourself. And so if you're not displaying what are in the job requirements, then again, you are going to get overlooked. Especially when you have a clearance, put that at the top.
Well, I also, some of the things that I hear about is, you know, a lot of people, especially now that we've had so many layoffs and, you know, some of them have happened within our industry, that a lot of people tend to see a job title and say, I can fit that. And then look at another job title and say, I can fit that. And then they'll fit that. And then before they know it, they've applied to about 8 jobs at the same company. What does that look like to you on the backside?
Well, it really does depend, because if the requirements are aligning, then, and we have that many opportunities and they interest you, there's, you know, no shame in that whatsoever. And our team, we communicate, we read the notes that we're putting into the system. And if, you know, we have a situation where a candidate is, you know, being considered for multiple opportunities, we're on the back end making sure we communicate that. And, you know, we support that. It's when you get into the situation where someone has applied to 20 or 30 of your jobs, and it really seems like the point and click. And, you know, at some point, the name just becomes recognizable and they're overlooked.
Yeah, I think it's also, it doesn't show maybe attention to detail or a lot of strategy on the job seeker side, that they're just applying to everything and, you know, not really looking at, does their resume or does their experience align with the job qualifications? So you're right. You know, if you're starting to apply to 20 different positions and you don't really match the requirements, that starts to send this a signal that you're not really keen on reading or attention to detail.
Yeah, when it comes to you know, professional job opportunities, you kind of want to go quality over quantity, and you know that goes for the job seeker as well.
Yep. So, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
Soci.com, our careers page. We have all of our job opportunities listed there. And then for anybody that might be looking for interpretation or translation type of jobs on our Soci site, there's a specific question, because we're looking for so many of those. We have a dedicated page that shows all the languages and locations. Of course, you know, Soci has a LinkedIn corporate page that has a lot about who we are and what we do and all the fun pictures and the fun things that we do as a company. And then, of course, you can reach me on LinkedIn directly anytime at Kristen DeJohn. Any of those are really accessible ways to reach out to us.
Awesome. So, Kristen, we really enjoyed chatting with you today. Thank you so much for taking the time.
No problem. Thank you very much.
I just love this conversation, because Soci is actually a family-owned firm and has been involved in many kinds of businesses all throughout the world. So Kristen leads a dynamic team that is made up of veterans and also just has a really great outlook. So listen to us frequently. Be sure you follow us. And yes, Rachel will be back with me on our next episode. Thanks.